弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters。
我们的敬拜真的是在主面前，在他的宝座前的一个敬拜。
That our worship is in fact surrounding His throne。
啊，每一次我们唱诗歌赞美主的时候
，Whenever we sing songs to praise Him，
好像我们不过是一个练习而已。
It sounds like just a practice。
啊，有一天我们到天上的时候
，One day when we get to heaven，
还要与亿万众圣。
That we will shout with millions,
唱在穹苍高处
to shout in heaven,
一同喊出我主的奇妙是无穷的
We will all shout of His endless love.
早上我们要继续呢，从以赛亚书来交通主的话
So this morning we'll continue studying the book of Isaiah.
那我们一起要在主的面前借着以赛亚书来思想
So before the Lord, let us think about the book of Isaiah.
那里神在我们身上做了什么事
What has the Lord done for you?
那我们知道我们先前提过以赛亚书第一章到第五章呢，好像有许多的画面在那里让我们可以看见。
Now we talked about how chapter 1 to 4 in the book of Isaiah, there's a lot of pictures.
好像呢，一面呢，我们看地上有许多不好的画面。
Just like on one hand, you see that the world is filled with these bad pictures.
可是呢，一面呢，神又把一些特别的意象呢，让以赛亚看到。
But yet there are some other visions that the Lord has shown Isaiah.
因为在那属天的荣耀里面呢，好像神有他的美意。
Because in those visions, the Lord showed His will.
那今天呢，我们要从以赛亚书第五章跟第六章来交通来思想。
So today we're gonna think about Isaiah 5 and 6.
所以我们的主题呢，就讲到说北美山冈的葡萄园。
So the Lord compared us to be this vineyard on the hill.
那特别讲到这一个图画呢，这个葡萄园呢是在那个北美山冈上的葡萄园。
And this vineyard is located on a fertile hill.
那这个葡萄园在北美的山冈上，我让大家来看一个图啊。那德仁弟兄让我帮我一下。所以呢，在这个葡萄园，好像在这个右上方这一个图呢，是葡萄树充满的一个园地。
So on the right picture, you can see that it is a vineyard on a hill.
好像呢，葡萄树呢一排一排非常整齐的在那里被栽植
起来。Just like all the vine branches, they are planted organizedly, row by row.
在这个葡萄园的中间呢，有一个美丽的一个仓房或是一个榨酒池。
And in this wine house, inside of this wine yard, there's a house with the wine press.
我们可以看到，好像这个葡萄园种在那里，非常的美丽。
And you can see that this wine yard is growing.
也非常的整齐。
It is organized and beautiful.
可是，在左下方呢，我们看到只剩下一个盆子的时候。
But on the left, when you say that now it is only just a floor,
好像一片荒芜的草场呢，剩下的只是那一个盆子在那里。
You can see that now it is only a grass yard.
那实际上并没有任何的栽植在那边。
And in fact, there's no more growing.
所以呢，在以赛亚书第五章第一节开始的时候，先知呢就在那里唱一个诗歌。
So in Isaiah chapter 5 verse 1, the prophet is now singing a song.
他说：“我要为我所亲爱的唱歌。
”Let me sing now for my well beloved.
是我所爱着的歌。
A song of my beloved concerning his vineyard.
问到他葡萄园的事。
Concerning his vineyard.
他说到我所爱的呢，有葡萄园在北美的山冈上。
My well beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill.
所以在这里，先知呢，以赛亚呢，他在那里唱一首跟葡萄园有关的歌。
So here, the prophet Isaiah is singing a song about a vineyard.
他唱到这首歌的时候，说到呢，这首歌呢是我们的主呢，他把他的百姓像葡萄一样种在这个北美的山冈上。
And this song talks about how the Lord is planting His people like branches of vines on this fertile field.
所以在第七节的时候就讲到，万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列的家。
So in verse 7 it says, For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel.
他所喜爱的葡萄树就是犹大人。
And the man of Judah, his delightful plants.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道呢，在以赛亚呢，他在的一个年代呢，特别是乌西亚王还有约坦还有那个亚哈斯跟西西家王的这样的四个国王连续下来的一个年代。
And we know that the era of Isaiah is the era of the four kings, the king of Israel and the three kings after him.
那在乌西亚王的时候呢，乌西亚王呢他特别喜欢做这些农事。
And then the king Uzziah, he puts a lot of focus on plantation.
所以呢，在那个山地上面，特别是那个加美的山地上面，他就派那个农夫呢去栽植修理这些葡萄园。
So that's why King Uzziah asked his servants to plant vineyards on a fertile hill.
所以在那个最好的地方呢，有他所派的人呢在那里种植葡萄。
So at the most fertile place, the king has assigned his best people to plant.
所以呢，当以色列百姓呢听到先知以赛亚在唱这首诗歌的时候，他们的心里面是特别有感觉的。
So that's why the Israelites, when they hear these songs from Isaiah about planting on a vineyard on a hill, they would feel it.
所以当先知说话的时候，他们里面呢就知道说啊，先知是说到什么样什么样的意思。
So that's why when the prophet speaks of this image, they will feel from their circumstances.
所以在乌西亚王跟约坦王的这个两个年代呢，这两位君王呢，实际上他们都行耶和华眼中所看为正的事。
So and when King Uzziah and King Yuntah, these two kings, they follow, they do what is right in the eyes of the Lord.
可是呢，在亚哈斯的年代的时候呢，犹大家却一路的下滑。
But at the third king, Jacob, in his time, the Israelites start being corrupted.
那滑到呢，百姓呢都在那里离弃神，敬畏偶像。
And it is at that time the Israelites have now forsaken God and they worship idols.
滑到一个程度呢，四围的邻国都成为了仇敌。
Until one point, now all the surrounding countries are now their enemies.
滑到一个情况呢，自己人欺负自己人。
And they are corrupted to one place that they now start fighting their own people.
所以呢，以色列人呢就掳掠了犹大人呢，在一日之内，他们把犹大人杀了十二万人之多。
So now the Israelites would raise wars against the Judah, and they would kill 120,000 in one night.
所以呢，一日之内呢，被掳的人呢就有二十万人之多。
And in that one day, at that one battle, 200,000 people were captured as slaves.
那我们也知道呢，这一划呢，整个犹大国呢就完完全全的被仇敌加勒底人给掳去。
And it is at that time that the whole country of Judah is taken by the Assyrians.
所以呢，好像在先知以赛亚他所处的时代，本来是一个很兴盛的时代。慢慢，他发现呢，众人离开神的时候，那个情况就发生了。
So the book of Isaiah, at his beginning of his time, his people were great, but slowly they started being corrupted.
一个被掳的情况就发生了。
They are now being captive.
所以当他在这里唱诗歌的时候
，So here when he sings of his song,
他特别讲到神呢为以色列呢这个葡萄园。
And he talked about how God planted this vineyard.
我们的神呢好像这个刨挖园子。在那里呢，把他的园子呢做了一些的处理。
Just like God is the maintenance person who is planting his garden.
他把园子里面的石头呢都捡干净了。
They would take away all these hedges.
他拿那个最上等的种子呢种在那个葡萄园里面。
They would plant the choicest seeds.
所以他在葡萄园里面盖了一座楼。
And then he would also build a house.
他希望呢能够凿出。他希望能够压出一些酒，是那个上等的酒。
So that the wine press can now create the best wine.
可是没想到，我们的神指望结出好葡萄，可是呢，实际上却结了野葡萄。
But then our Lord wants to produce good grapes, but in turn it comes out to be worthless grapes.
所以上等的葡萄结了上等的葡萄树，结了野葡萄。
So from good grape seeds, we have good grape plants, but yet it comes out worthless grapes.
其实在神的心意里面呢，一开始呢，真的是对每一个人呢，是充满了那样的一个爱。
So in God's will, in the beginning, how he started with his love.
所以呢，他在创造人的时候呢，就为人预备那个最美好的创造。
So when he created man, he has prepared the best things for man.
所以我们看到创世纪的时候，实际上在那个伊甸园里面一切都那么美好。
So that's why in the book of Genesis, when the Garden of Eden was created, everything was great.
可是却好像人呢，总是活在那个失败的光景里面，被罪引诱之后就偏行己路。
But yet, man as being man, we failed and we sinned.
可是我们在这里也看到呢，神拣选一个族类叫做以色列百姓，他也为他们预备一个最美好的地方，就叫做迦南地。
So here, we also see that the Lord has prepared for his Israelites the best place to live, the place of Canaan.
可是当以色列人进到迦南地之后，他们被那里的罪恶所引诱，所以他们也偏行己路。
But yet when the Israelites, when they walk into Canaan and when they build their own kingdoms, they started sinning and they are now corrupted.
今天在我们的身上，神也为我们预备一个最好的教会的生活。
So just like today, the Lord has prepared for us the best times in church.
在我们里面，我们当有怎么样的预备呢？
Then how should we prepare ourselves?
一个人也好，
if we are just by ourselves,
一个群体也好，
by one group,
全世界上的人也好
with a lot of people,
我们都要知道神为我们预备的是那个上好的福分
we have to know that the Lord has prepared the best for us,
因为他爱我们
because he so loves us,
他要让我们跟他之间的关系是一个正常有爱的一个关系
that he wants us to have a regular relationship with him, a relationship of love,
所以在我们的里面我们的经历也是这样
so that's why that should be our experience,
好像如果我们一直过那个犯罪的生活让我们就没有办法跟神来相连
that if we keep living a sinful life then we cannot be connected to God
好像我们一直活在那个黑暗的世界里面的时候我们就没有办法来认识这位神的光明
just like if we insist to dwell in darkness then we could never have a relationship in the light
那就更别讲到说我们要进到他为我们所创造的这个美好的世界里面
then of course now we have no relationship with the goodness that he has prepared for us
其实神与人之间神总是盼望着有一个美好的关系存在。
And in fact, what God wants is a relationship with us.
当我们人，我们胜不过那个罪。
But when we do not overcome the sins around us,
可是今天神却为我们预备唯一的途径，就是借着相信主耶稣基督，我们可以跟神恢复那个美好的关系。
But understand that the Lord has prepared one way for us to be reconciled with Him.
所以呢，我们思想的时候，我们不断的思想，原来这世上只有一位主，让我们可以跟他把那个与神之间的关系给恢复起来。
So let us understand deeply that there is only one way, it is through Jesus that we can reconcile with God Himself in this relationship.
那借着相信主耶稣这样一件事情是在别的宗教里面从来没有提过的。
Now believing in Jesus, it is a unique thought only in Christianity.
只有他能够把我们与神的关系恢复和好，也是在别的宗教里面没有提到的。
And Jesus is the only path that we can reconcile with God. None of the other religions talk about this.
所以呢，在这样的一个生活的光景里面，当以色列百姓神期望他们结出好葡萄的时候，反倒结成野葡萄。
So that's why in this passage it describes as the Israelites they were planted as good grapes, but they came out as worthless grapes.
在神的心里面，他就问为什么。
So in God's heart, God asks why.
一般来说都是人问神为什么。
A lot of time it is men asking God why.
我们常常问神说为什么世上有那么多的苦难。
How we always would ask God why are there so much suffering
in the world? 我们常常问神地上为什么有那么多的饥荒。
We would question God why is there famine in the world?
可是在以赛亚书这里呢，我们看到神却来问人说为什么。
But in the book of Isaiah, we see that it is God asking us why.
为什么我让你们是上等的葡萄树，你们却结出了野葡萄
？Why I planted you as good grapes, but you came out to be worthless grapes?
为什么人没有活出神创造人的心意呢
？Why did man fall short of my destiny?
你们是怎么搞的呢
？What have you done?
我为我葡萄园所做的事是那么奇妙、那么美好的一件事情。
That I have done all this wonderful work to this vineyard.
可是，在你们的生活上，到底出了什么问题呢
？But yet, what happened to you in your life?
结果在你们的身上却结出了野葡萄呢
How can you bear these worthless grapes?
所以当神问我们这些问题的时候
So when God asks us these questions
无论亚当也好
It doesn't matter if it's Adam
无论以色列百姓也好
Or any Israelites
无论今天我们全世界的人类面对神问我们这样问题的时候其实我们里面都是无言以对的
Or any man on this world for this matter when God asks us these questions we are speechless
为什么呢因为我们在犯罪的生活里面就叫我们没有办法把那个好葡萄给结出来
Why? Because when we live our life in sins we cannot bear good fruit
因为世人犯了罪就把神的荣耀给亏缺了
Because man has sinned now we cannot reveal his glory
因为世人犯了罪之后这个人就没有办法与神再来亲近
And because of our sin now we can no longer be connected to him
所以呢神就在这里呢就告诉他就说神要做什么事情
So then God tells us what he is going to do.
所以神在这边告诉以色列的百姓说他要挪去宝藏。
So here God tells the Israelites that he is going to take away their treasure.
在以赛亚所唱的这首诗歌里面呢他说到神像这个葡萄园他要撤去那些篱笆。
The song that Isaiah said, sings, the Lord said that I will lay it to waste.
使他们被吞灭。
so that the vineyard will be swallowed.
他要拆毁那个葡萄园里面的墙垣。
Then I will break down its wall.
所以这个葡萄园就被践踏。
And it will become trampled ground.
神说，既然你们结出了野葡萄呢，我就使你们荒废。
Because you are worthless grapes, I will now lay it to waste.
不再修理。
I will not repair it.
不再处理锄头。
I will not maintain it.
那个让那个荆棘，还有让那个蒺藜。生长在这个葡萄园里面
，so bears and thorns will come up。
神必要命那个云呢，不降雨在上面。
And I will also charge the clouds to not rain on it。
所以我们看到我们的神呢，对于那结出野葡萄的那个葡萄树呢，他拆去了所有的保护。
So we see that God treating these worthless grapes wine, He does not protect it。
有人来吞食
，He will let people to come trample it。
有人来践踏
，People will come waste it。
神不再照顾。
God will no longer take care of it. No longer maintain it.
一点力气都不发花。
No longer spend any effort on it.
他就任凭任凭你们继续去做这些事。
And he will just let us be.
任凭一切不好的事在这个葡萄里面继续生长。
To let the bad things come forth.
所以好像那个云呢，充满了雨的云却降不下雨来。
Even the rain clouds that is filled with rain will not rain on it.
兄姊妹，这就是这样的一个光景。
Brothers and sisters, that is a condition.
当以色列百姓离开神之后的一个光景。
What happened to the Israelites after they have forsaken God?
实际上，作为神的儿女，应该结出竭力结出好葡萄的。
And in fact, as children of God, we have to spend effort to bear good fruit.
可是在这里，我们看到以色列百姓他们却结了野葡萄。
But here we see that all the Israelites they're bearing worthless grapes.
弟兄姊妹，神希望我们结出的好葡萄是公平与公义。
Brothers and sisters, what the good fruits the Lord wants us to bear is just and fair.
弟兄姊妹，神希望我们结出的葡萄是按着圣灵的心意所结出来的果子。
The Lord wants us to bear the fruits according to the Spirit.
他希望他的儿女们，我们不要按着情欲去生活。
He wants children of God not to live by our lust.
我们不要按着我们自己的欲望去生活。
Not to simply live with our desires.
好像如果当我们这样去行的时候，在我们的生活里面那个野葡萄呢就结出来。
Just like if we live by our lust, then we bear worthless grapes.
所以我们看到以赛亚书第五章的时候，先知一连六次讲到祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。
So that's why you see the passage coming forth. The prophets talk about six woes.
祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。
Woes and woes and woes to come.
所以呢，在我们第二大段，我们所要交通的就讲到呢。先知他在这里说祸灾的时候，是因为神的儿女因为没有知识，他们就被仇敌掳掠而去。
So in the second big paragraph, we're going to talk about how the children of God, because they are ignorant and they are now being held captive.
那在第三大段我们要交通的时候，祸灾祸灾，仇敌就像神的儿女呢，如咆哮的狮子一样。
And then next, we're going to talk about these woes from the enemies come to the children of God like a roaring lion.
我们来读以赛亚书第五章。第八节还有十一节到十三节。
Let us read Isaiah chapter 5, verse 8.
那在我们荧幕上有，我们一起来读。
Together.
祸灾那些以防歇防、以地连地、以致不留余地的，只顾自己独居境内。十一节。祸灾那些清早起来追求浓酒、流连到深夜，甚至因酒发烧的人。他们在筵席上弹琴鼓瑟，击鼓吹笛，饮酒，却不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他手所做的。所以我的百姓因无知就被掳去，他们的尊贵人甚是饥饿，群众极其干渴。 兄姊妹，这里说到祸灾。
Brothers and sisters, this talks about the woes.
以色列百姓他们在这样的一个时候，他们只顾到自己居所。
For the Israelites, at that time, they only care about their own abode.
我们看到以色列百姓好像有一点像我们华人哈。
The Israelites are just like Chinese.
对，我们对房地产都特别的重视。
They pay a lot of attention to buying property.
好像我们走到哪里呢，买房呢，都是我们首要的任务。
Just like wherever we go, our main priority is to buy a property.
而事实上呢，我们从圣经来看，神应许他的百姓，神给百姓的祝福呢，也是从地开始。
And in fact, if we read the Bibles, a lot of time God's reward to His people starts with giving them land.
所以呢，地呢，好像是神儿女的一个祝福在这里。
So in fact, lands are blessings to us.
可是呢，如果神的祝福没有临到这个地的时候，我们发现这个地呢，完完全全的改变。
But yet, if God's blessings did not come to His land, then this land is different.
在这里，我们看到这个以色列人呢，他们呢，有许多的人好像在那个耶路撒冷地，他们在那里以房接房，一栋一栋的，然后替自己呢，不断的在那里建造一个美好的生活。
So here in verse 8, they talk about the Israelites. They add house to house and join field to field, building and building for themselves.
只要这块地能够建房子呢，他们就不留余地的在那里采购，在那里建造房子。
If the land is worthy to build a house on, then they will buy the land and build more houses.
简直让我们在这里看到他们。慢慢把这些事看为重的时候，神却放在一边。
But then more and more, as the prophet tells us that these people are now only focusing on building, that they put God aside.
所以当我们看到第八节的时候，之后呢，神却告诉以赛亚。
So after verse 8, God tells this to Isaiah.
那有一天呢，这些美好的房子呢，都会没有人居住。
That one day these houses will be empty and without occupants.
这些又大又美的房子呢，都会荒凉。
Those beautiful houses will now be desolate.
在这样的一个地方
，and at this place,
所有的农产品的出物
，all the produce,
好像葡萄酒呢，原本收500份的人只能得到一份。
10 acres of vineyard will yield only 1 bath of wine.
粮食呢，原本呢是可以得到十的呢，却只出产一份。
And a homer of seeds will yield only an effort of grain.
所以我们看到这个情况呢，就是在以色列百姓他们远离神之后的一个光景。
So this is what happened when the Israelites start being far away from God.
在以赛亚先知以赛亚的时代，神不过是让他看到。
In the book of Isaiah, at that time, the Lord gave him a vision.
可是在后来有一个人叫尼西米呢，他实际上就看到耶路撒冷被掳的那样的一个光景。
And then later on, another prophet, Nehemiah, now he sees how Israel will be taken captive.
真实的在耶路撒冷是一个荒凉一片的光景。
And at that time, how Israel will become desolate.
所以在那样的尼西米的时代，神就让他能够重建这样的一个。
So it is at the time of Nehemiah that now he gets to rebuild.
今天教会的生活也是这样。
Today it is the same for our church.
如果我们在教会里面，我们每一个基督徒，我们都只顾到自己。
If in our church, each one of us only care about ourselves,
明显的这不是神的心意。
Then we obviously that's not God's will.
如果我们都只顾自己，慢慢的教会呢也就失去了神的祝福。
If we only care about ourselves, then slowly the church will lose our blessing.
慢慢的教会呢也就逐渐的荒凉起来。
And then slowly a church will become desolate.
所以我们知道我们的。保罗弟兄他就劝勉我们，我们不要单顾自己的事。
So that's why Brother Paul reminded us that do not only care about your own things.
我们也要顾念别人的事。
But care about the things of the people around you.
我们的弟兄特别劝勉我们，我们作为基督徒，我们要以基督的心为我们的心。
And Brother Paul encouraged us to treat our hearts as Jesus' heart.
因为我们的主他也非常顾念我们。
Because our Lord cares for all of us.
既然我们的主那么顾念我们，我们也当彼此顾念。
Since the Lord cares for all of us, we should care for each other.
所以我们在我们的生活上，我们是需要有学习的。
So that's why in our life we have lessons.
在我们对自己的照顾上面，我们应该彼此相照顾的。
And we should take care of each other's needs.
那反过来说呢，当我们弟兄姊妹的照顾呢？是有时候也是有限度的。
But then on the other hand, understand that we can only do so much.
像我们被照顾的人呢，我们的心里面也要有这样的一个感恩的心。
So the one that are being helped, you should have a grateful heart.
可能对弟兄姐妹的照顾到了一个限度，没有办法继续的时候，我们的里面呢，还是要有这样的一个感谢的心。
Maybe if you're being only helped with limited fashion, you should come with a grateful heart. Don't think of the church as a loveless church.
实际上呢，之前呢，与弟兄姊妹的爱心已经花上很多了。
In fact, maybe the brothers and sisters already love you so much.
只是在人的一个限度里面，好像停下来的时候，我们真的也是要再一次去关切他。
But when their love is limited, then you should help them.
虽然弟兄对我的照顾停下来了，可是这个时候呢，可能是我反过来要照顾我们弟兄姐妹的时候。
Maybe when my brother's love has ended and is limited, maybe it's now my turn to go care for him.
所以我们按着主的吩咐，在教会里面生活的时候，我们尽心竭力的彼此照顾。
So from God's command, we should help each other.
我之前呢在一个宣教工厂服事的时候呢，我们自己的生活费用我们都要自己去做那个募款的动作。
Before in a missionary field, we have to ask for our own donations.
常常呢，就有一些我不认识的人，他们会奉献给我。
And a lot of times, some people that I don't even know, they would donate for me.
所以呢，我的心里面当然是满了感谢。
And of course, I come with a grateful heart.
当然支持我的教会，在北卡的教会呢，他们也支持我，我心里也是满了感谢。
There is a church in North Carolina that supports me. I am filled with grace.
弟兄姊妹，可是呢，总是有一个时候会有停止的。
But, Lord, but then there is a time when that stops.
多少的时候，可能弟兄姊妹他们在事业上遇到难处的时候，他们不能够再继续支持我的时候。
Maybe there is a time when the brother now he has his needs and he can no longer support me.
在我的里面呢，我不会说，哎呀，你不支持我了，你真的没有爱心。
Then maybe in me should I say that you don't support me no more, so you are with no love.
这时候我要反过来更为我的弟兄，为我们的姐妹来祷告。
But I think when that time comes, I should start praying for them.
其实他过去的日子已经照顾我许多。
To thank him for all he has done for me.
现在的日子呢，里面呢，我求神来照顾他。
So now that when he is in need, I will pray that he
will receive help. 因为可能他在现在的时候呢，他的经济上已经遇到了一些的难处。
Because maybe it is at that time that he needs help.
兄弟们，所以我们不要一直接受别人的照顾，而没有去照顾别人。
So brothers and sisters, don't stop at being helped, but help others.
当我们在神家的日子久的时候，记得让我们能够照顾他人。
And when you have more longer time in the church, start helping others.
只是当我们慢慢成长的时候，我们也记得我们要照顾前面照顾我们的人。
And when we grow older, don't forget the people that have supported you before.
这里讲到祸灾。这些人呢，他们不留心神的作为。
He says, "Woe to the people that don't pay attention to God's work."
这些人呢，他们清早起来就追求浓酒。
These people they raise early so that they may pursue strong drink.
神的百姓在这样的一个年代里面呢，他们因为酒呢就流连到深夜。
And because it is at that time they want to be influenced by wine, so they stay up late.
到一个程度，他们因着酒呢就发烧，整个身体发烧。
And that they drink so much that they would catch an inflammation.
他们在宴席上，他们弹琴，他们鼓瑟，击鼓吹笛。
That on their banquets they are accompanied by lyre and harp, tambourine and flute.
弟兄姊妹，好像这一切的歌唱的声音，这一切乐器的声音，实际上是因为着主而来的。
It sounded like all these beautiful voices from the instruments is for God.
可是在这样的一个年代里面呢，全部用作自己享受来用。
But all those beautiful voices, now it is done to for their own desire.
在饮酒之际，他们已经忘却了他们自己是谁。
At that time, in their own pleasures, they have forgotten who they are.
在饮酒之际呢，他们更不顾念耶和华的作为。
And now, doing in their own pleasures, they have forgotten God's deeds.
甚至耶和华所做的呢，他们一点都不留心。
And they now do not even consider the work of God's hand.
这就是以色列百姓他们没有办法成为一个好葡萄的一个关键。
That's why these Israelites, they can now only be worthless grain.
因为他们一早起来，他们就开始追求世界。
Because they start early to pursue the world.
因为他们这一整天呢，他们就追求世界，追求到一个程度，使他们的身体都弄坏了。
And they spend the whole day pursuing the world, that in the expense of their own health.
他们乐此不疲。
And they would not stop.
他们与世人无异。
And they will become part of the world.
神的儿女跟一般人所做的完全一样。
God's people now acting the same as worldly people.
在这样的一个情况之下，神只好任凭他们。
So at that time, the Lord can only let them perish.
今天教会也是这样。
Today is the same for our church.
如果我们不留意神的作为在教会里面。
If we don't pay attention to the deeds of the Lord.
如果我们对神所做的我们不留心的时候
Nor if we consider the work of his hand
其实慢慢教会生活呢可能呢就留为一个高尚的一个社团
Then slowly maybe a church is just for the selected
成为一个俱乐部
It will become a country club
那里有很多人聚集是没有错
Yes, it is a place of gathering
可是那里没有神的作为
But yet there is no God
那里神的手没有在那里工作。
At that place, there is no work of the Lord.
我们的道德都很高尚。
Maybe we have high ethics.
可是却没有神在我们中间。
But yet we don't have God in the midst of us.
慢慢的，我们对神的敬拜对成向着我们自己而来。
And slowly our worship to God become worship to man.
多少的时候应该归给神的，我们却挪为己用。
A lot of time what belongs to God, we took it and treated it as our own.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒的见证。
Brothers and sisters, the testimony of Christians.
我们是在这里见证神的作为。
We are here to give testimony to Christ.
可是呢，好像以色列百姓这个时候所描述的是说到呢，基督徒呢，却把神的见证放在一边。
But here, just like the Israelites, they put aside God's testimony. Christians live life that are not Christian-like. And that is a woe to the church.
所以先知说祸哉,
so that's why the prophet says, woe. Woes to those who have forsaken God. Or pay attention to the work of his hands.
所以在罗马书呢,
so in the book of Romans, it talks about the wrath of God. Because these people, they know of God. But yet, they don't worship God like they're supposed to. And they have no grateful thankfulness to God.
慢慢的生活上,
so slowly, their knowledge will become their desire.
人的心成为无知,
and their heart will become their ignorance. And they would forsake God and seek their own idols.
所以罗马书就说到，神就任凭他们过那样的一个生活，不是神不救他们，是神要救他们，可是他们不要神。
So that's why in the book of Romans, the Lord let them go to exile. Not that the Lord don't want to save them, but these people refuse to be saved.
所以当我们看到神的选民只专顾自己的时候，
So when we see the chosen people, all they care about is themselves.
当神的选民爱宴乐不爱神的时候，
When these chosen people, they love the banquet more than they love the Lord.
神就兴起四围的仇敌，
Then the Lord will rise up their enemies.
原本在他们之下的， 现在却在他们之上。
The one that were below them, now is above them.
以赛亚说到呢， 这时候呢， 阴间呢， 好像一个无限扩张的口一样。
And that's why Isaiah described that Hades is like this opening mouth.
他在那里画了一幅图画呢，阴间呢不断的张开他的大口。
He has now painted a picture that the soul has enlarged its throat and opened its mouth.
这个口无限量的张开。
Open its mouth without measure.
所有人的荣耀都降下去。
All that man's splendor is now swallowed.
许多的群众也降下去。
All the people are now swallowed.
世上的繁华也降下去。
All the jubilee of this world are now swallowed. The one that are joyous and the one that are swallowed, they are swallowed. And in the soul, these common men are humbled. And the proud are the same.
实际上呢，那些眼目高傲的人呢，他们在阴间里面呢，也不过是那么的卑微。
And the ones that were proud before, they are now humble.
所以以赛亚写到这里的时候呢，他就向人来诉说祸哉，这真是凄惨呐。
So then Isaiah now describes the woe is coming.
弟兄姊妹，这也是人类末后日子的这样一个情况。
And brothers and sisters, that is exactly going to happen at the end of times.
所以以赛亚呢，又描绘了一个图画，让人知道人灭亡的光景是怎么样。
So then Isaiah now paint another picture to describe to us that time.
他讲到一只小羊羔在那个草场上，吃那个草那么那样的容易。
Then he talked about the lamb will gaze at in the pasture.
好像 在那样的一个时刻，人的灭亡是那么样的容易。
And it is so easy for us to see destructions.
好像呢，又开放许多的东西呢，进到那个草场上去吃它们。
And now the strangers and all the enemies will come and eat.
弟兄姊妹，当那个日子来临的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when that day comes,
人要看见。
That we have to see.
只有我们的神还是高高的坐在他的宝座上。
That it is only our Lord that is still sitting on his throne.
只有我们的神还是因着他的公平还有他的公义呢，圣洁的坐在他的圣洁的宝座上。
It is a God with his just and fairness, he's sitting on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是等那个日子来到。
Brothers and sisters, don't wait until that day.
我们不是等候那个时刻来到。
Don't wait for that time.
今天我们在教会的生活里面， 我们现在呢就要过一个彼此相顾的生活。
Brothers and sisters, be alert. at this time when we are with each other.
我们能够更加的顾念到神的作为。
Let us care about his work.
留心神的手在我们身上的工作。
And let us pay attention to the work of his hands.
所以当我们看到之后呢，在五章十八节还有到这个二十到二十二节的时候，这里说到。
And then in 5:18-22 it says,
一连四次祸灾祸灾祸灾祸灾
It will talk about the four woes.
这里有一些人他们极其的虚假
Or the people that are evil.
这里有一些的人呢他们以恶为善
These are the people that call evil good and good evil.
他们以暗为光
The people that substitute darkness for light.
他们以苦为甜
They substitute bitter for sweetness.
好像在他们的身上所有事情呢不好的呢都变成好的
For these people, all the bad things are good things.
那些好的呢被他们视为不好
And all the good things they treat it as evil.
在这些人里面呢有一些呢他们自以为有智慧
And those are the ones that who think they're wise.
他们自看为通达。
They think that they're clever in their own sight.
在这里又讲到呢，这些人呢，他们勇于饮酒，以能力调浓酒。
And these are the people that are heroes in drinking wine and violent in mixing drinks.
所以归结这四节祸灾的经文。
So if you put all these four verses together,
那些人显而易见不是外邦人。
Then these people, they are not the foreigners.
那些人是神的百姓。
These were the chosen people.
所以以赛亚在这样的一个时代里面，他是极其痛苦的。
So at this time, Isaiah, he was in great pain.
弟兄姊妹，我们先不谈不认识主的结局是怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, let's not talk about the people that don't know God, what their endings will be.
这里所描述的都是神的百姓远离神的光景。
These are the chosen people that they knew God, but now they have forsaken God.
如果我们身为基督徒，我们明知我们是属神的儿女。
As Christians, we know that we are children of God.
生活上我们却对于大小的罪我们明明知道我们犯罪了，我们还不怕神。
But yet in our life, we know that something is sinful, we do it anyways.
我们不愿意在那个犯罪的时候来归向我们的主。
We are not willing to repent from what we know is wrong.
我们还敢向神夸口说你罚我啊。
And then we would dare say, Oh Lord, punish me.
你罚了我，我就知道你是神。
If you punish me, then I know you exist.
好像我们要被主处罚了之后呢，我们才怕他。
Are you not going to be afraid until you are punished?
好像我们要被主处罚了之后，我们才称他为神。
Are you not going to call him God after you are punished?
这些神的百姓，他们生活在一个没有神心意的里面。
These are the people that don't live in God's will.
他们向神大言不惭说，我就是这样的人。
These are the people that said to God, I am who I am.
神的话不能约束我。
And your words have no effect on me.
他们明明知道他们思想里面都是黑暗的观念。
These are the people that know that they live in darkness.
他们却还是假装行在光明的里面。
Yet they pretend that they live in light.
他们能够大摇大摆的在这个神的儿女中间。
They would dare go with confidence.
提供他们的智慧。
To child of other God, children of God,Of their own knowledge,
说明他们是通达事理的人。
To show them that they are clever in their own sight.
可是神的旨意完全不顾。
Completely going against
God's will. 在一个情况之下，他们没有办法控制私欲。
Until one point, they can no longer control their own desire.
他们不但能喝酒，他们还能喝那个高浓度的酒。
Not only they can drink wine, but they can drink strong drinks.
喝到一个程度，是非善恶全部都颠倒了。
Until one point, they can no longer distinguish good
from evil. 这就是以赛亚当时他所面对。的一个情况。
And this is the people that Isaiah had to face at that time.
好像有时候我们也会在教会里面交谈到。
Just like sometimes we would talk about this.
哎，怎么基督徒这个样子？怎么基督徒那个样子
？That how would some Christians be like that?
好像我们觉得基督徒也跟不信主的人一样。
Why would a Christian be just like the people without God?
可是弟兄姊妹，当我最近想到这些问题的时候
，But brothers and sisters, recently when I give it more thought,
我知道教会里面呢，就是那个罪人呢，不断。在基督里面蒙恩成圣的一个所在。
And I remember that a church is when sinners come forth and be cleansed.
所以在教会里面呢，你会发现有不认识主的人。
So that's why in the church there are three groups of people: the people that don't know God.
在教会你会发现那个刚刚才认识主的人。
And there are people that just have met God.
可是在教会里面也确确实实有那些爱主的人在那里。
And there are also people that love God.
弟兄姊妹，今天你所看到的。
So today, the one that you've seen,
不要太早下结论
don't pay don't come to a conclusion as yet. Because God knows what's in us. Don't give an early conclusion and start judging someone next to you. Maybe sometimes it's not as it seems.
有时候我们看到我们的弟兄，说不定他才刚刚认识主。
Sometimes when you meet a brother, maybe that brother has just met God. Maybe someone you have met at church, that person hasn't even met God.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们在教会里面，让我们过一个彼此相顾的生活。
So brothers and sisters, when we're in church, care for each other.
所以当在这里呢，以赛亚说祸灾的时候。
So when Isaiah talked about the woes,
这个时候仇敌呢，在四围上。 吼叫的狮子一样,
then our enemy is roaring like a roaring lion.
所以四方的仇敌向着以色列的百姓都兴起,
so all the enemies are now rise up.
这是极为悲惨的事情,
and how pitiful is that?
所以在这一章里面呢, 我们看到以赛亚书, 以赛亚呢, 他说了六个祸灾在这里。
So here we see Isaiah talk about the six woes.
所以呢, 用中文呢, 比较通顺的语言来表达就是呜呼哀哉。
So here is woes to them.
呜呼哀哉，神的儿女。
Woes to the people of God.
神的儿女只顾自己。
That they only care about their needs.
神的儿女不留心神。
The children of God, they don't care about the deeds of the Lord.
神的儿女犯罪无惧。
The children of God, they are not worried about sinning.
神的儿女颠倒是非。
The children of God, they flip good and evil.
神的儿女自视甚高。
The children of God, they think of themselves highly.
神的儿女放纵欲望。
And the children of God, they let go of their desires.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那时候以色列百姓的一个光景。
And in fact, that's the circumstances of the people at that time.
可是今天在教会里面，在神的家里面，
but today in our church, as the children of God,
如果我们有这样的一个情况的时候， 让我们赶快回转。
When we face the same situation, let us turn back.
让我们悔改在主的面前。
Let us repent before the Lord.
因为如果我们不转向主，
because if we don't turn back,
因着我们的无知，我们也要被仇敌掳去。
Through our ignorance, we will be taken captive.
因为我们不留意神的作为，仇敌也就从四方兴起。
When we don't pay attention to the work of the Lord, then our enemies will rise.
若神的儿女在神的家有这样的一个情况的时候，以赛亚在他的诗歌里面呢，两次提到这个云。
And as children of God, when we face these situations, the book of Isaiah talks about clouds two times.
第一次在第五章第六节，他说：“我必命云，不降雨在其上。”
The first time he says, "I will charge the clouds not to rain on it."
知道神命令那个云呢，不降雨在这个地上。
When God charges the clouds not to rain on the vineyard.
第二次讲到在五章三十节的时候，光明在云中变为昏暗。
And then second, in verse 30, is that when one look up, there's darkness in the clouds.
所以这就让我思想到今天圣灵的工作在神的儿女中间也是这样。
Just like the work of the Spirit on us.
如果我们不注重神的话，
if we don't pay attention to God's word,
我们里面那个灵的工作呢，就像是会是像那个雨在云上面一直降不下来。
Then the spirit in us is like the rain that is trapped in the cloud.
明明看到一朵云是可以降下雨来的，
you can see the rain clouds,
可是在我们里面得不到那个雨却是心灵是枯干的。
But yet we can receive that rain.
我们明明知道呢，那里是有光明在那里的。
We know that there's light in the clouds.
可是我们不留意到神的作为的时候，我们里面呢却是一片黑暗跟艰难。
Yet when we don't pay attention to God's work, then we are just darkness.
弟兄姊妹，这就是当时以色列百姓他们的一个光景。
So brothers and sisters, that's what the Israelites was facing.
今天我们在神的面前，我们也一起思想。
Today when we're before the Lord, let us have the same thoughts.
到底我们在神的面前，我们该怎么样的生活？
In fact, how should we live our life before the Lord?
所以在第六章的时候，我们特别讲到圣哉圣哉圣哉，主的衣裳遮满了圣殿，荣光充满全地。
So when we come to chapter 6, it says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts."
我们一起来读以赛亚书第六章第一节到第三节。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 6, 1 to 3.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有沙拉伯势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，用两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。所以弟兄姊妹，在这一章里面，让我们看到，不论在旧约时代也好，在新约时代也好。
So brothers and sisters, in chapter 6, we see that doesn't matter if it's the time of the Old Testament or the New.
当我们的弟兄们他们看到异象的时候
，When a brother sees a vision,
他们看到主给他们的异象，不是那个胡思乱想啊。
When he sees a vision, not just a hallucinated thought.
他们看到那个异象都是主坐在那个高高的宝座上面。
The vision that they see is that God is now on a throne.
他的衣裳垂下，充满了圣殿。
That the train of his robe filling the temple.
我们的弟兄，让我们明白主的心意，神的心意呢，他永远是在神儿女的身上。
That we see the brother tells us that God's will is always on his children.
所以神的衣裳呢，遮在了圣殿。
So that's why his robe is filling the temple.
明显的要让我们能知道呢，我们在教会的生活里面，我们与主是原为一的。
So that's why it tells us that when we live in the church, we are together with God.
我们弟兄看到这样的一个荣耀的意象，是要叫我们向世人显明教会与基督为一的见证。
So here a brother gives us a vision that when we live in a church, we are in unity with Christ.
所以就在乌西亚王崩的那一年，以赛亚看到这样的异象的时候
，So in the year of King Uzziah's death，
他看到那里有天使在那里侍奉。
I saw the angel serving the Lord。
这天使的名称叫做撒拉伯。
The angel is named Seraphim。
撒拉伯呢就是火的意思。
The meaning of Seraphim is fire。
他们在天上呢，他们的职分呢，就是从事一个圣洁的工作。
And in heaven, their only responsibility is to be righteous.
所以呢，以赛亚描述他们在那里侍奉神的时候，他们有三对的翅膀。
So these seraphim serving the Lord has six wings.
第一对的翅膀说到呢，他们不敢看神，所以他们把他们的脸面给遮住了。
The two they cover his face so that because they don't dare to look at God directly.
可是我们却发现先知以赛亚他能够看见主。
But yet our prophet Isaiah, he get to see God in his vision.
当我们看到这些天使在那边侍奉神的时候，他们为了神的圣洁，他们把他们自己的脚给遮住了。
So because these angels, even when they serve God, because of God's holiness, they have to cover their own feet.
可是以赛亚却在这里看到他自己的不洁。
But yet Isaiah gets to see his unrighteousness before God.
当我们看到这些如火的天使在那里侍奉神的时候
，And these angels like fire when they serve God，
他们在一面在那里宣告
，On one hand they are proclaiming，
一面在那里做洁净的工作
，On the other hand they're doing work of cleansing。
所以在这样一个年代，当神拣选以赛亚成为他的先知的时候
，So at that time when God chose Isaiah to be his prophet，
这些天使呢就把火炭。放在以赛亚的口中。
So these angels that put the burning coals in Isaiah's mouth.
他们向以赛亚说：“你的罪恶洁净了。”
And said to Isaiah that now your sins are
cleansed. 你的罪恶除掉了。
Your sins are now taken away.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们在神家里面侍奉的时候，我们根本连圣洁这样的一个情况我们都不思想。
Brothers and sisters, how often do we come before the Lord and we don't even think about of His righteousness?
好像我们对着服事呢，我们好像有一些的随便。
Just like when we serve, sometimes we become careless.
圣洁也好，不圣洁也好，我们都能来侍奉。
It don't matter if I'm righteous or not, I just come serve.
可是在这里我们看到这些天使在那里侍奉的时候，他们是遮脸遮脚，用一个圣洁的心在那里侍奉圣洁的神。
But here we see in these words, even an angel, when the angel served, the angels worry about not being righteous enough, so he covers his face and covers his feet.
我们也可以看到以赛亚，当他看到自己不洁的时候呢，天使却洁净了他一切的不洁。
And we see that when Isaiah understands his own unrighteousness, the angel cleanses him.
当这几件事情做完之后，神就有声音说了。
And after all these things are done, then God speaks.
神说我可以差遣谁呢？
God said, Who can I send?
谁肯为我去呢？
Who will go for me?
谁肯为我把我的话说给以色列百姓听呢？
Whom shall I send and whom will go for us?
弟兄姐妹，今天如果我们听到神荣耀的呼召，
Brothers and sisters, today if you hear His calling,
如果神向我们说我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
If God says to you, whom shall I send and who will go for us?
我不知道你会怎么做。
I don't know what you would do.
可能呢，我们一定会推荐别人。
Maybe you would just recommend someone else.
我一定推荐新同弟兄。
I will recommend Brother George.
他可以被主差遣。
Brother George is willing to go.
他可以为主而去。
He will go.
啊，不是我。
Oh, Brother Frank, not me.
可能我们谦卑到一个程度，我们都彼此相推。
Maybe you're at that point that you just push everyone around you to go.
但我们教会就找不到任何人了。
So then at the end, no one would go.
但以赛亚他在被洁净之后，
But after Isaiah was cleansed,
他在主的面前，他谦卑他自己说，主啊，我在这里。
Then Isaiah said to the Lord, Here am I.
他说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah, all he said is, Here am I, send me.
弟兄姊妹还不知道主要不要用了。
Brothers and sisters, we don't even know if the Lord is going to send him.
可是这一个是一个被洁净之后一个器皿的一个反应。
But yet, after this vessel is clean, that's the response.
他在主面前的侍奉就是说我在这里请你差遣我。
When he comes before the Lord, his mindset is, Here I am, send me.
因为那个洁净那个罪恶已经被洁除的那样的一件事情已经做成了。
Because now,That he is cleansed.
所以呢，在那样的一个时候，他能够把他自己摆上。
And at that time, he now dare to offer himself.
今天神家神的儿女，我们都是被洁净的。
Today, as children of God, we are all cleansed.
我们向着主应当有这样的一个回应。
So we should have that response.
我在这里，请差遣我。
That here I am, send me.
让我们都预备好，让主来差遣。
Let us all be prepared to be sent.
让我们预备好，让主来使用。
Let us be prepared to be used.
任何时代，神都向着他的儿女有这样的呼召。
At all times, the Lord has the same calling.
可是任何时代，神的儿女要响应这样的呼召的时候，都要付上代价。
But it is at all times that when we are being called on, we have to pay a price.
不然我们跟不上去。
Otherwise, you're not there. You can't. You're not worthy.
所以在第六章十二节到十三节这边最后说到，耶和华将人迁到远方，在这境内撇下的地图很多。
So that's why at 6, 12, and 13 it says, The Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land.
境内剩下的人若还有十分之一也被也必被吞灭。
Yes, there will be a tenth portion in it, and it will be again subject to burning.
像栗树、橡树虽被砍伐，树胚子却能存留。
Like a cherry bark or an oak whose stump remains when it is felled.
这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此。
The holy seed is its stump.
所以呢，最后想交通的就是，当以赛亚领受这样的一件职分的时候
，So the last point I want to talk about is that Isaiah now has this commission.
是非常不容易的。
It is not easy.
因为他要去告诉那个看见的人说你是一个瞎子。
Because now he has to go tell the people that you are blind.
因为他要去告诉那个听见的人说你是一个聋子。
And he needs to tell the people that you are deaf.
他要让这些聋子瞎子来归向真神。
So that these blind and deaf can come to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，肉眼看得见的人，你说他是瞎子。
Brothers and sisters, the one that can physically see, you tell them that they're blind.
耳朵听得见的人，你要说他是聋子。
The ones that can physically hear, you have to tell them they're deaf.
这是何等得罪人的事啊！
How difficult it is.
明明好好的人，你要说他是罪人，这是何等得罪人的事啊！
How do you come up to a normal person and tell him you are a sinner?
兄姊妹，以赛亚所领受的职分不容易。
Brothers and sisters, what Isaiah has been commissioned is not easy.
可是就最后是传那个极好的福音在这里。
But yet, it is this great gospel he is preaching.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们也是领受这样一个传福音的职分。
So brothers and sisters, today we are commissioned with the same mission.
让我们每一位弟兄姊妹我们都能够去传这样的一个好信息。
So let all brothers and sisters to go out and preach this gospel.
因为当人一得救的时候
，Because when someone is saved,
他们能够发现神爱他们。
Then this person now realizes that God loves them.
他们一得救的时候，他们能够离开那些罪的生活。
And after they're saved, then now they have nothing to do with sin.
他们一 得救的时候，他们与神的关系就恢复了正常。
And the moment they are saved, they are now reconciled with God.
一切的蒙蔽就被除去。
All these other things are now cast away.
当以赛亚问说：“主啊，这样的职分要领受多久的时候？”
So when Isaiah asked God, "How long will this commission be?"
神的话是说：“当耶和华将人迁到远方，境内剩下的地土很多的时候为止。”
Then the Lord answered him, "Is the Lord has removed men from far away, and forsaken places are in the midst of the land."
弟兄姊妹，这是以赛亚一生之久。
Brothers and sisters, it took Isaiah his whole life.
因为当他看到地上的君王在那里兴替的时候，
because when he see kings come and go,
他里面只有叹息。
In him, there's only sighs.
可是当他看到天上那个荣耀的君王道成肉身降临的那样一个异象在那里的时候，
But when he looked up, when he sees the vision of the king coming to this world,
这位君王让他里面就充满了兴奋。
Then this king now excites and encourages.
他知道那个救恩是永远有功效的。
Because he knows that the salvation that comes is always effective.
弟兄姊妹，今天在求主开我们肉眼。
So brothers and sisters, ask the Lord to open our eyes.
好像我们有一个属灵的眼目，一看到主之后，我们就认定他是我们的救主。
So that we have this spiritual sight, the moment we see him, we know he is the Savior.
这一个看见是一生荣耀的看见。
So that this seeing will last a lifetime.
所以在以赛亚的年代，有很多人都被掳去了。
So that book, at the time of Isaiah, a lot of people are taken captive.
这些人专顾自己，他们不顾念主。
The people that only tend to their own desire.
就是留在耶路撒冷城的人，他们的光景也不怎么好。
Even the people that are in Israel, they're not that well.
像偶像呢，反反复复的成立又被毁坏，成立又被毁坏。
Just like all these different idols, they rise and they burn, they rise and they burn.
可是这里说到，只有一种圣洁的种类被存留。
But here it says there's only one chosen race.
那个圣洁的种类里面是有复活的生命在他们的里面。
That will last because this race has the life of resurrection.
所以在那样的时代里面，神还拣选那个得胜者出来。
So even at that time, the Lord has chosen his overcomers.
在我们这样的一个时代，神仍然拣选我们成为他所选召的得胜者。
And even at this time, the Lord has chosen you to be his overcomer.
我们仍然要成为那个得胜者，来传扬神的福音。
So let us be that overcomer and spread his gospel.
我们领受这样的一个职分是多久的时间呢？
And how long do we have to carry this commission?
一生之久。
I tell you, it's going to be your lifetime.
是的，我们领受了那个天来的呼召。
Until that one day when you're called.
这个福音在我们的身上，我们要一直传述下去。
And until then, we use preach the gospel.
多少的人需要福音？
How many people need the gospel?
弟兄姊妹，起来，起来！
So brothers and sisters, rise up.
让我们能够好好的把福音传给他们。
So that you can preach the gospel to them.
很快的，主来的日子就近了。
Very soon our Lord will come.
我们都在那个荣耀的一个地方。
That we will be in this glorious place.
我们大声的敬拜。
That we will shout with millions.
我们把一切的颂赞来归给我们的主。
We will shout our praises to Him.
我们再来唱诗歌300。
Let us sing Psalm 354.